Hello, and welcome to VNN, Vortech Network News. I'm Aurora Light, and we're broadcasting today from Prescott Valley, Arizona, from the launching pad. Thank you for being with us, and a special hello to all our returning listeners, and a special hello to all our new ones as well. So, this has been a very busy week. I'm going to have with me today as my co-host, Dr. Houdini, who is the host of the Progressive Tech Hour. Dr. Houdini, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Aurora.
Now, Dr. Houdini, as you all know, is our anti-gravity free energy expert. And today we've got a guest who is quite a interesting gentleman who has been with us before, Dr. Robert Koons, and I'm going to be telling you a little bit about him here in a moment. But before we do so, I'd like to discuss a little bit with William about the current events of the day here. I was watching last night CNN, C-SPAN actually, I meant to say, C-SPAN, and they were having the speaker of the press secretary for the White House. They're being questioned by the press. And I thought the press came up with excellent questions. Really, I did. You know, whether or not they make the light of day in print or on television is another story, or on radio. But there were excellent questions being asked, and the answers, I think, well, they remain to be seen. It's up for grabs. They've been discussing these healthcare issues. And it's a sin, really, that a country that has this kind of wealth does not take care of its people when they get old or sick. And, you know, we have to take a look at what we're doing wrong here. Where is the money going? Is it going to Hal Burton? Is it going to the Heinz company?
It's going to conquer the world.
How many people out there realize that the Heinz company has the contract for catering the wars over there in Afghanistan and the Middle East? I mean, really, talk about both sides of the coin being needing to be polished. I would say that that is true. That there's no, Ron Paul, you know, who wrote the book, No More, In the Fed, I think, is a book that everybody needs to pick up. And we're going to see about getting Ron Paul on our show here soon. Because he says it very clearly, the money's being misappropriated. Our federal funds are being misappropriated. We have no one representing us there in Washington who has our interests at stake. It's mostly the insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies, who are pulling the shots here on health care. And it's got to end, folks. But the only way it'll end is if you let all your representatives know that you have had it, that you're not going to be paying your taxes, that you might not even, you know, you might be withdrawing from the system.
You know, that's what we're seeing, too, is a tax revolt. And you see no word about it in the press.
No, but it is going on, and it's huge.
Oh, yes.
And we need a tax reform system. I'm all for 8% across the board on purchases. And just leave it at that. If you got the money to go out there, except for on food, I don't think we need to tax food. Food should be something that people do not have.
Basic necessities.
Yeah, I don't think we need to tax the food. Forget about day and nap, but tax everything else. You know, luxury items especially.
Tax should be on tariffs. I mean, that's how it used to be. On imports.
Well, yeah, you know, that makes it a touchy subject. Do we want to sell the rest of the world our goods? Yes. So that does that mean that we have to buy theirs?
Well, you know, by removing those tariffs, though, Aurora, is of course this free trade, you know, that we have throughout the world, and it really allowed okay, industry to migrate overseas, okay, by removing those tariffs. So we moved out all the manufacturing, you know, in the United States here. And
That's a great point that I haven't heard made before.
And China's next on the hit list, okay, for these for the New World Order here, okay, because they want to grab the economic engine of China. And that's who they're after.
I think that we live in a time of total reconstruction. This is going to be a reconstruction of our society right now, right here, right now.
Well, that's going to occur after the, you know, the federal government has been disbanded or taken down, I think.
So we had an interesting incident come up this week about the lone gunman, you know, out there at the military base, blasting away, killing 12 people. What do you think about that, William?
Well, you know, there was an interesting parallel with that that we just saw last night in a movie starring
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Yes. Men Who Stare at Goats.
Yes. Which was a fascinating movie, folks. I highly recommend this movie.
Michael Elejon and you and I went there last night to the opening night. And we, you know, just thought it was a great movie. It was lots of laughs.
But, you know, they had a lone gunman that under mind control, you know, with MK Ultra, you know, under mind control goes berserk. Okay, they drove this guy insane. He stripped off all his clothes. This is conducted
at a military facility.
Base. Yeah, at a
military school.
Base.
Yeah.
He goes berserk, strips off all his clothes, and takes a gun and starts shooting. Okay, right there on the base.
But, of course, what you don't know is the behind the scenes, what happened to him, what made him do it.
That's right.
And they were showing how they put these men in these little cubicles and torture them day and night with light and sound and all kinds of bizarre things.
Well, that's part of the mind control.
Mm-hmm, to break them down.
Yeah, the
psyops. And turn them into psychopaths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the negative side of this work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So we can...
And that's what, you know, the character that George Clooney played, okay, was revolting against this this dark side, okay, that has entered this mind control, this mind operative. You know, that was going on in this.
Yeah, so the people, we highly recommend you go see it. And... also, we saw Amelia, and that was a very good movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a little light sometimes, but it was good. It flowed pretty well.
I thought it was a very good documentary on Amelia Earhart.
It was more than a documentary. It was more novel style. You know, it was more. They got into her emotions and what she was thinking and, you know, how she was up against a society that thought women should only be one way. And she came along and said, hey, I'm here to do my thing.
Well, you know, they had to raise money, you know, so that she can fly, you know, and set all these records.
Mm-hmm.
And it was quite a chore, you know, raising money. Okay. And, you know, we're kind of facing the same thing here with the Progressive Tech Center. You know, I'm seeing some parallels between, you know, what Amelia Earhart had to do and, you know, what we're doing too.
Yes, and we want to thank those of you out there for sending donations.
Yes, we want to thank you very much for supporting our incredible activities here.
Yes, and we really... appreciate your donations. We want you to know that we find that those of you who help us, it comes back to you tenfold. And, you know, what you put out comes back. So when you help support things that you believe in are just and good and directing our society in the right direction that we want to go, well, those are the things that you've got to get behind with thought, word, and deed. And, you know, when we, our deeds are what we're measured by. It's not just our thoughts and our words. So when you write a check to Progressive Tech Center, or you go on PayPal there, on our website, and make a donation to us, we are very grateful.
Yes.
And appreciate it very much.
And it'll come back 10 times, and we'll all really benefit from this.
Yes, we see a flow that takes place in people's lives. So, without any further delay, I'd like to bring on our guest today. And he is a very interesting gentleman. He is Dr. Robert Coons, and he is a PhD from, and he was working at Lawrence Berkeley Laboratory, and he headed up a team of 12 physicists, which looked for evidence to support the existence of a class of particles referred to as anomalons. Dr. Robert Coons is recently a guest on C2C and on Dreamland with Whitley Strieber. So we welcome Dr. Robert Coons today to our show. Hello, Robert.
Hello, Aurora. Hello, Dr. Houdini. How are you today?
Hello, Dr. Coons.
And Dr. Coons, you know, you have spent your life on the cutting edge of science and exploration into the unknown. Tell me a little bit about Nikola Tesla and Dr. Thomas Henry Murray, who you obviously admired. Can you tell me a little bit about what they did and their work?
Well, Nikola Tesla was one of the most inventive people in the history of the world. He brought us many, many things, and not the least of which is a 60-cycle alternating current in our houses. And also, not Dr. Tesla, but Nikola Tesla invented the AC induction motor, which we use to, in our refrigerators and throughout our lives in many, many ways. He also invented the Tesla coil, which is a very interesting radio frequency transformer that is able to generate unusual phenomena that people think they understand, but I really don't think they truly understand. Nikola Tesla was also one of the first people to come up with an invention that uses free energy. That's also not understood by most people, and most scientists think that production of free energy violates the laws of physics when it doesn't. In fact, energy can be produced in any amount you want as long as you produce an equal amount of negative energy at the same time. I can't emphasize this enough to you, Aurora and Dr. Houdini. This is very important that people understand it does not violate the laws of physics to produce positive energy as long as you produce negative energy in equal amounts. Now, Dr. Thomas Henry Murray lived in a similar time period as Tesla. Dr. Murray was born, I think, in about 1880 and lived perhaps until 1956 or sometime in that interval. And Dr. Murray developed a system of what he called a cosmic ray receiver, and he was eventually able to make a tabletop unit. Now, listen to this. This is incredible, and it's true. He produced a tabletop device about 30 inches long, 18 inches wide, maybe 18 inches high, that was able to produce 50,000 watts of power. And he demonstrated this to many, many people, many scientists, on and on and on. But, you know, the government said they weren't interested because it was a private industry matter. It wasn't something that the government should get involved in. And then the patent office wouldn't give him a patent because he couldn't explain where the energy was coming from, and so on and so on and so on. So one of the greatest inventions in the history of the world, made by one of the greatest inventors that I can think of other than Tesla, was able to produce something that we could really use today. Can you imagine not having to pay for electricity?
And yes, also, I can.
Yeah.
I'm very good at imagining that.
let me add one more thing. There's another fellow by the name of Stan Meyer, more contemporary, who is now deceased. He lived, I think, until about 1996, and Stan Meyer, contrary to what many people will say, was able to rapidly break up hydrogen into, break up water into hydrogen and oxygen so fast that he could power a car basically with water. People say that violates the laws of physics when it doesn't. They don't understand something called Gates transformations. They really don't understand that in electrodynamics you can produce negative energy. And if you can produce negative energy, that means you can produce equal amounts of positive energy to compensate. The total energy of these systems is constant, so you're not violating the laws of physics. But try to explain that to mainstream physicists such as Michio Kaku or someone like that. I've communicated with him, and he doesn't listen.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, as far, I mean, you've said so much, it's just mind-blowing, really. We're in a technology, what I would say, like in a hole that they have placed us in. And it's a dark hole.
It's a terribly dark hole. Well, our economy is we're hanging on by a thread. You know, this national debt is about $12 trillion now, and this year's deficit is about $1.7 to $1.8 trillion, and we got 10.5% unemployment rate, and that's really doesn't count all the people who are out of work. And, you know, if we don't have a solution to this energy crisis, we're going to be in really serious economic straits.
So, now's the time, and we are the men, to change this into something that is going to be a legacy that we're proud of. I feel that...
I agree.
We're on the threshold of a new world.
We are, but I'll tell you something. The engineering that goes into these free energy devices is very sophisticated. You cannot make a free, I do not believe you can make a free energy device easily. It requires very careful engineering. And sometimes it involves contrarian engineering, mainly because it appears to be the case that in these circuits there is negative mass electron. There are negative mass electrons being produced, and they operate a little in a funny way. They don't follow the normal laws of electrodynamics. But let me say something else, Aurora and Dr. Houdini. That is to say that, you know, 75% of this universe is apparently composed of dark energy. Dark energy. Now, let's think about this. Another 20% or so is composed of dark matter. So in the whole universe, about 95% of everything is not understood. We don't know what dark energy is, and we don't know what dark matter is. So our knowledge of physics is not as complete as many people would make you believe. We are really in our infancy in some ways. And I believe that dark energy is associated with negative mass particles, and negative mass particles will produce all the electricity you want because they obey a kind of contrarian law of physics. Instead of F equals ma, as in Newton's law, it would be kind of like F equals minus ma. So the laws of physics are different, in a sense, and so you can produce all the energy you want with the dark energy, and if that's there, apparently 75% of the universe is composed of dark energy. So our problems can be solved, but it's not easy. I work on this, I've been working from well, a long, long time on this free energy problem. I was up till 7 o'clock this morning calculating matrix elements and on and on and on. It's very difficult. And but the answer could lie there if people would give, especially mainstream physicists, if they would open up to the possibilities that exist.
Well, you know, Dr. Koontz, is that, you know, I've done a fair amount of work in this area myself, and what I noticed is that when you take the equation F equals ma, okay, there's another component that's added on to that, and that is a changing mass component. And, you know, when you take the mass of a, let's say, a fundamental particle, that mass can change. There are actually two solutions to that equation. You know, the mass can change positive or it can change negative. Okay, and that can be added on to the equation F equals MA.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm not familiar with what you're speaking of here. You're possibly speaking of the time rate of change of momentum, MV, in classical terms. DB, first time derivative of the product of mass times velocity. So you're saying mass is a function of time then?
Yes. Yes, it can change, you know, as a torsion component.
Mm-hmm. Well, that
okay,
brings that... in a... That brings in another problem, rotations, angular torques, torques and things like that. And that's very sophisticated mathematics. Anytime you break up in dealing with torsional fields, it requires quite a bit of effort. You know, I'll tell you something. I study mathematics now. I spend a lot of my time on mathematics, and we've made some mistakes, and you could be right, totally right about your... I haven't studied your work. I'm familiar with it. I've looked at your papers, but I have not... You know, you have to, a person has to study them. You can't just sit down and scan an article. And I mean, your work, I have to spend 2 or 3 days possibly going over it. So I can't say much about it, but I certainly encourage people to investigate these things, and you could have a new law of physics there, you know,
well,
easily.
My work was based on some early work done with another researcher by the name of Jean-Louis Naudin, okay, a French researcher, and that's what really spurred things on.
He's a very good scientist. He does very good work.
Mm-hmm. And he started his website, I believe it was back in 1996, you know, when the Internet started taking off, is when he started doing all these experiments.
Uh-huh.
And then he came up with this rather intriguing paper that caught my attention. And what he was doing is that he started off with a coil. And what he introduced was another component, you know, part of this computing the energy stored, you know, in the magnetic field of a coil. And this other component was just simply a mathematical operation here that added, or that really gave you the complete equation of the energy stored in this coil.
He might have been including the effects of phonons. You know, most engineers, I'm going to have a conference call with an engineer today at 3 o'clock, and until I introduced him to the subject, he was not familiar with the fact that phonons exist in electronic circuits and affect the
behavior. Dr. Kearns, that's our bumper music here. We're going to a break here. We'll be right back. Hold that thought. Stay tuned, folks. There's more to come.
Hello everyone, this is Bill Alec. In this new book that just premiered at the Academy of Arts and Sciences in Hollywood, California, delves into our connection with human-appearing extraterrestrials. In Prepare for the Landings, authors Michael Elejon and Aurora Light go into their long-standing contacts and what's in store for all of us here on planet Earth. In Prepare for the Landings, you will learn why this planet has been quarantined and how the ET connection to the Bible and other ancient writings has been deliberately suppressed. Go to prepareforthelandings.com and prepare yourself for the coming shift of the ages taking place right now. That's prepareforthelandings.com. Get your copy today and don't be left behind. Go to prepareforthelandings.com. Hello, everyone. This is Bill Alec, and I'd like to say a few words today about Health Galleria. That's Health Galleria, which can be found at channelforthemasters.com. Health Galleria sells many fine products, including books and DVDs that channel the masters. KM Botanical. Now, this stuff I've been taking myself. They also sell Qi Balls, Eculite, Far Infrared Sauna, Portable Tankless Oxygen, Himalayan Pink Salt Mill Grinders, Qi Exerciser, and many other fine products that can be found at Health Galleria under channelforthemasters.com. That's Health Galleria.
You're listening to AchieveRadio.com, the positive side of broadcasting.
I'm Aurora Light. We're keeping it bright all through the long night, bringing in the dawning of the golden age. That's what VNN is all about, is bringing in the possibilities are out there, folks. It's a matter of tapping into them and bringing them into existence. Thought, words, and deeds are what brings about reality. So, you know, with that in mind, about our personal realities that we create as a society, that's what I'm talking about. Now, we got off on a kind of a wild technical bent there for a while, and I want to save that for Dr. Houdini's Progressive Tech Hour that follows VNN when we get into the heavy techie stuff. That's for that crowd. And so it's a little, I'm over the heads of some of us laymen out there like myself. But, I want to get back to, what you were saying, Dr. Coons, Dr. Robert Coons, who we've had on before, and we always find him fascinating. There's so much to talk about. You were saying, well, I'm sorry we had to interrupt you there for the break.
In ordinary matter, regular matter, say copper is a crystal. I don't know if most people may not know this, but copper is a crystal. And in such crystals, there are things called phonons, which are sound vibrations, quantized sound vibrations. And phonons play a very important role in free energy, because if you get phonons moving at the speed, electrons moving at the speed of sound in copper, you can form new states. The phonons and electrons bind together and make a new state. But listen, you know, to keep this on a less technical level, let me again mention that mainstream scientists tell us that 95% of the universe is composed of ununderstood matter, dark energy, 75%. The remaining 20% or so, to make up 95% of the whole universe, is dark matter.
So now when they say dark matter, they call it that because it has no light?
Right. It's unseen. They can't see the mass, or they can't see what's producing the gravitational effects. There's not enough visible matter in the universe. So yes, that's why it's called dark matter and dark energy. Dark energy is also these are terms that aren't so good, but they're what we have. But listen, you know, Aurora, 95% of the universe is not understood. So how can we talk about theories of everything?
Mm-hmm.
We can't. And let me say something else. You know, I'm not a Christian fundamentalist. I'm not a religious fanatic. But I believe that the universe was designed by somebody. And I think it was an infinitely intelligent being who has all kinds of interesting things that are out there to discover, just as Bill is doing, you know, his experiment with magnets. That's a very interesting experiment. There's much to do. There's much to discover. And, you know, I'll tell you something else. I'm a former National Security Agency instructor. I was involved with intelligence work for many years. And I don't run off on tangents. But to mention another thing, UFOs and extraterrestrials, I'm absolutely certain we're being visited. And so
I'm
absolutely
certain of it, too. I had my first visitation at 8 years old.
Oh, did you?
Yes. I was living in Royal Oak, Michigan, and they set it up, actually. They set up the encounter by actually changing the weather. And it was May of 1956, the first week in May, and the temperature soared to 93 degrees that day. And it was just unheard of. It never happened in the Detroit area. So no one was prepared for that, and no, because we had just gotten over quite a cold spell, and we didn't have the doors and the screen doors and screens on the windows yet. We weren't prepared for that kind of warm spell, so they made it very hot, and my father was forced to throw open the doors and windows of the house so we could breathe. And in walked this E.T., a human-appearing extraterrestrial. And the reason I know that he was an E.T. is because when he walked through the house, first of all, let me say, and to make a long story short, he walked through the house, he stood over my bed, he didn't harm me in any way. I snuck a couple peeks at him, and as he was standing in the doorway of my bedroom, I could see his silhouette, and he looked like Robert Young in Father Knows Best. Now, that years later, I realized, I mean, he had on the trench coat, the felt hat, the briefcase. He looked just like Robert Young in Father Knows Best. And I said, why would a burglar be wearing that on a 93-degree day?
You know, Aurora, I can't speak to your any individual or particular sighting, but, you know, if people were to investigate what Colonel Philip Corso wrote in his book and others, many, many people, you know, these guys that sit in the bunkers, the silos, underground silos that launch missiles with the keys to the gates of hell in their fingers whenever.
Well, you know, I just have to finish it for 1 second, and that is what afterwards when I realized they can shapeshift, they can make themselves look about like anything that we want to see. I mean, if you want to see the Virgin Mary, fine. You want to see Robert Young and Father Knows Best, fine. That's your favorite person, they can make themselves look just like them. And they got, when he went out my bedroom window and I went to my bedroom window to see where he went, that's when I saw the two spaceships in the park across the street from my home. So I knew he was, you know, from there. And afterwards when I put it together, and of course, I have to say that, you know, as a civilization here on Earth, I think we're much older than we realize we are. And that this is not our first time getting to this point of this technological ability. And I think last time it was misused, and that's why the civilization was thrown back to the Stone Age. So what do you think about that? Do you think that
there might have been a civilization of Atlantis. I'm not sure. But, you know, I tell you something. Let's stick with something that's really crucial that you mentioned and brought up, the state of the economy that we're in. And, you know, this idea that we need free energy. I just wish that mainstream physicists would listen a little bit and not always assume that their laws of physics are known when they're not. I mean, Maxwell's equations, for instance, if you do the research, you'll find that Maxwell's equations were not translated properly by a guy named Oliver Heaviside. He heavy-handedly hacked away at Maxwell's quaternion equations and gave us Maxwell's equations in an incomplete form. So we don't even have the proper Maxwellian equations from the 1800s, 1900s. But, you know, free energy is possible, and that explains how these UFOs get around. And also, John Hutchison has shown that the laws of physics are malleable. I'm pretty sure that the electromagnetic coupling constant really isn't constant. So there is much to learn in this world. And, you know, as I said, Bill has done this magnet experiment. It's a very nice little experiment. It needs to be refined, and I'd like to see him get to the point where he can really demonstrate it in a highly convincing way. It's somewhat convincing now, but if he could take it one step further, I think that, you know, it would really be quite a remarkable experiment that followed up on was something that Boyd Bushman did years ago. So, you know, the opportunities are before us to do remarkable things and to transform our society if we would only, I don't know, humble ourselves in part and get to work on free energy and things like that. You know, we spend billions and billions and billions on the tokamak fusion experiments and a CERN and on and on and on, but that's not going to get us jobs or free energy or prevent our reliance on foreign oil. We have to get to work. And, you know, as I mentioned, Stan Meyer was able to produce a car that ran essentially on water. He turned hydrogen, water into hydrogen and oxygen very, very quickly. So, well, the opportunities are endless.
Well, you know, Dr. Kuntz, Stanley Meyer, I think they finally caught up to him. I mean, the story goes, I think, back in the late 90s here, around 1998 or so, he went for dinner at a restaurant.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he was apparently poisoned.
Yeah. Yeah, he was having dinner with his brother, as I understand it, and he took a few bites of his food, and he looked at his brother, and he said, "I've been poisoned." He went out in the parking lot and died.
That's right. So
that's
the powers
the
that
whether
be.
Or not that's true, I don't know, but it's possible.
Well, you know, it seems to me that the powers that be here want us confined with limited resources. And they're essentially cherry picking the population here, okay, to fuel their New World Order here. And then the rest of us are just thrown away, essentially.
I agree. You know, I never used to be one that believed in these conspiracy theories, if you will. But, you know, I think there are certain kinds of conspiracies, and I have evidence that there has been suppression of some of these exotic technologies that produce free energy. John Bedini, who is you're probably familiar with, talks about a guy that came around his shop and was his job was to suppress new technologies. So apparently it is possible, but in addition to whatever conspiratorial suppression of advanced technologies there might be, there's also just the plain old stubbornness and thick-headedness and pettiness of mainstream physicists, although there are many very, very good mainstream scientists. I don't mean to attack my colleagues, but... you know, it's there still seems to be both a conspiracy of silence and a conspiracy of ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Kuntz, have you heard of the Floyd Sweet device?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, the work of Floyd Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was another example of suppression. You know, what he discovered with magnetism.
Mm-hmm. Now, he was an expert in magnetics, and eventually he had his triode amplifier system and was able
That's
to
right.
produce levitation. According to Tom Bearden, Dr. Tom Bearden, who is one of the leading figures in scalar physics, and according to Dr. Bearden, Floyd Sweet was able to levitate a magnetic system. But, you know, we have that on video, not exactly the same kind of levitation, but John Hutchison, if you go to my website, let me give a plug for that. That's drkoontz.com, drkoontz.com. You'll see that John Hutchison is able to do remarkable things, and it's not high quality video, it's not production quality, it's kind of YouTube, it's YouTube video, but you know, this guy, and you know this, Bill, has produced tremendous things. It's astounding.
Oh, yes.
If mainstream physicists will wake up.
You know what's astounding to me is that all you guys exist out there, and yet, you know, you haven't had the opportunity to work together and be sponsored.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's a difficult problem. You know, I'm running on my life savings, and I'm hit it pretty hard. Over the last 7 or 8 years, I've spent a lot of my life savings, and I'm sort of running on a shoestring, and I'm not going to give up, but it's difficult sometimes when you know, if you spend $20,000-$30,000 a year or whatever of your own money, after a while you start to get a little thin, and or you start to worry about what you're going to do the rest of your life if you don't, if this doesn't pan out. So you know, the problem with me is that the engineering requirements are very strict on free energy. You know, you got to get the phonons right. You have to get the electrons right. You have to get the frequencies right, the scalar frequencies. Everything's got to work out right. And even if you get it to work, you know, Stan Meyer had, I think, at least 7 patents, international patents. He demonstrated his car ran on water before a patent examining board, and still we don't have cars that run on water. There are many demonstrations of free energy. You can, Dr. Ronald Stifler, S-T-I-F-F-L-E-R, has kits that he sells on the internet that you can buy that will demonstrate that free energy is a possibility. You can build these things in your home, mostly assembled kits, and you can demonstrate free energy. So, you know, even if you get everything right, that doesn't mean it's going to make it to the marketplace. There are all kinds of things going on that to prevent it.
But well, to the listening audience out there, you know, Stanley Meyer allegedly developed a process that produced a COP of 1,700. Okay, that means a 1,700 times over unity.
Oh,
which is fascinating.
I believe that. He was able to run a car on water. He didn't need to have any source of power other than the water and, you know, a battery to get us started and things
like
that.
What is it going to take for us to break through this this barrier that has been in place for so long?
I don't know what it's going to take. You know, I think what it's going to take is a really strong one thing could be very difficult economic times. If the bottom falls out of this economy, and that could easily happen, you know, if the Chinese don't loan us $1 or $2 billion a day, we can't run our government. Now, and if we don't can't borrow, we're going to have to print it. If we're printing, you know, our deficit is at $1.7 trillion a year now, and if we don't print money or borrow it, we're in serious trouble. So where are we going with all this? Where are we going to end up? That's the question. And the only answer I can see is free energy and things along those lines. And also,
they pretty much put us in a prison camp of debt.
Yes, absolutely, Aurora. You're completely right. That's a good way to put it. You know, where are we going with this? It's going to really, the bottom's going to cave in. And we don't have a manufacturing base anymore. You know, most of our manufacturing has gone to China or Mexico or Brazil or someplace
and
else.
And because of that, the whole inner city of major cities are unemployed.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely right. You know, but not only that, suppose I decide I want to build something or a manufacturing plant. The infrastructure is no longer there. I can't get the parts I need made in America. They have to come from China. And, you know, they're even building the guidance systems for our bombs, our smart bombs in China. And, you know, not too long ago, George Bush said he would do whatever it takes to defend Taiwan from the Chinese. But what if the Chinese won't give us the guidance system for our bombs to attack them?
Or they alter them a bit.
Well, Dr. Kuntz, did you know that the guidance systems that the Chinese had used a mechanical clock? And then with Clinton, with the there was a transfer of technology that occurred late in the Clinton era where they provided them with the technology, to build these radiation-hardened circuits. And that was done in the Clinton era here. And so now they have the technology, to build rockets that can withstand that are radiation-hardened. They now have that technology.
They also got the technology for miniaturized nuclear warheads, the WAD-8 nuclear warhead from Win Ho Lee, I think his name was.
This is no accident, folks. This is no accident at all. This is all planned.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Oh, yes.
I hear they've even sold national parks, our national parks, to the Chinese.
Well, yeah, how about our roads? You know, you go down the road, pretty soon these toll roads are going to all be run by foreign companies that are making money off
us.
Of our toll roads.
Yeah, off of us. You won't be able to go anywhere unless you have a big chunk of change in your pocket.
So with this tax system, this world tax system is going to keep the population down. I mean, what's keeping this research for going, is to take what little money we have and give it away to these tax robber barons.
Yeah, and in Ohio and in Pennsylvania here, our biggest desire is to have more gambling so we can improve our economy. More gambling.
The answer. Gambling is a cancer for a community. Over here in Arizona, where we have legalized gambling, you will see just literally hundreds and thousands of people every day trot off to these casinos and sit there all day and all night long, putting every penny they have into those machines. Mm-hmm. It's when you think how much money is being drained out of the community. Going into those casinos, I mean, it's huge.
Sometimes when I go to the local convenience store, I see people that are lined up there at 5:30 in the afternoon, trying to figure and buying these dumb lottery tickets.
Time has come almost to a close here. Dr. Kuntz, you're always a fascinating, interesting guest, and we just scratch the surface as normal. And, we're living in very interesting times, folks, but, I don't think the answer is going to buy a lottery ticket or going to your casino. I think the answer is to look inside yourself, use your God-given talent and abilities, and develop those. Because we, each one of us, have something to contribute to society. And when I see all these elderly people in those casinos over here in Arizona, and I mean by the droves, and I think all the community work they could have been doing in our communities, helping so many desperate people in desperate situations, it's a shame that all their talent and abilities are being unused.
Okay, Aurora.
And so, Dr. Kuntz, you've got some talent and ability I'd like to see utilized here in our society, along with Dr. Houdini's and other inventors out there. So keep in touch, folks, all of you out there who have a passion like Dr. Kuntz. Dr. Kuntz can be reached at his website, and that's Dr. Kuntz, KOONTZ.com. And that's drkuntz.com. And any parting words you'd like to convey to our audience?
Well,
Dr. Kuntz?
Just wish everyone well, and I hope that we can wake up to the possibilities that are before us. This is an exciting universe. There's much going on. There are free energy, extraterrestrial visitations, new forms of matter, on and on and on. So let's get the work done. Let's get this country moving again. Or if we don't, we're going to be in trouble.
Okay, and I've got to let our audience know that the rumor is from my UFO connections, undercover agents connections, that Obama administration is shortly going to release some information on ETs. So that is just a special bulletin I wanted to leave you all with. And so we'll see what's going to happen next, folks. I think this ET thing is about to take off in a big way. So stay tuned to the Cosmic Connection. Michael Alejean will be talking about that after the Progressive Tech Hour. And Dr. Coons, thank you again.
Okay, bye-bye.
I know. And blessings to you all, and stay tuned for the Progressive Tech Hour. And Dr. Houdini, thank you for your contributions today. Always a pleasure to have you on.
Thank you, Aurora.
And you're going to be talking to who today?
Andrew Bishago, Part 3, and DARPA and their Project Pegasus.
Yes, about the government's black op mind control project. Wow, stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Alec, and I'd like to say a few words today about Health Galleria. That's Health Galleria, which can be found at channelforthemasters.com. Health Galleria sells many fine products, including books and DVDs that channel the masters. KM Botanical. Now, this stuff I've been taking myself. They also sell Qi Balls, Eculite, Far Infrared Sauna, Portable Tankless Oxygen, Himalayan Pink Salt Mill Grinders, Qi Exerciser, and many other fine products that can be found at Health Galleria under channelforthemasters.com. That's Health Galleria.
Relationships can be completely confusing. However, they are our greatest learning tool to our physical and emotional growth. Through being involved with our lovers, our friends, our work colleagues, our companions and our family, we learn more about who we are and we grow as a result. However, the opposite is also true. Relationships can be damaging, hurtful and confusing. Intuitive Lovers is the show with me, Becky Walsh, every Wednesday, using my intuition skills to be able to give you some clarity on the relationships in your life. You can give us a call on AchieveRadio.com.
Getting over you today, but there's so much I still want to say. All my life I've been looking for someone like you. I'm getting over you today, and there's too much that I didn't say.